Good evening, people of God, and welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. This is your conference host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Once again, I do welcome you. Glory to God. Thank you for joining me on this afternoon by way of Blog Talk Radio as we tackle the topic on this evening, Am I Hearing the Voice of God? Glory to God. Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this evening, Father, to just glorify you, to praise your name, and to honor you. I ask you now, God, that you would intervene even on this phone line on this evening, Father, and that you would touch every listener, Lord God. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would even sensitize their ears, God, that they can hear clearly from you, and every other voice shall be silenced. God, I do exalt you and praise you at this very moment because you are the true and the living God. You are the resurrected Savior. So, Father, speak now a word that your people need to hear. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray on this evening. Amen and glory to God. The topic continues to come up. Am I truly hearing the voice of God? We know that we are in a time and a dispensation where many voices are speaking out into the atmosphere. It may be either the voice of yourself that you are hearing. It may be the voice of Satan that you're hearing. But then, of course, it could be that wonderful voice of the Lord Jesus that is speaking through his Holy Spirit that you are hearing. We are in a time, people of God, where we've got to be sure that we are hearing and listening to the voice of God in this time and in this season. We know that the plan and the tricks of the enemy is to lure the people of God, away from their posts, and away from the very thing that they should be doing in this hour and in this time. Many are hearing voices that are speaking, and they cannot clearly identify whether it's God that's speaking to them or if it is, in fact, the adversary that is speaking to them. So on this evening, we're going to tackle this topic that continues to come up. Many in this hour don't really know what voice they're hearing. And the simple reason could be that they are not absorbing themselves in the Word of God. Therefore, the spirit of discernment has not kicked in. Voices, hearing voices, who are we listening to in this hour and in this season? Are we comparing what is being said with the truth according to the Word of God? Is it a lustful thought that we are entertaining? Is it a false teaching? Is it a vain thought or a vain imagination? Is it a worration or a lie that the enemy is presenting before you? Or is it simply pride that has kicked in, which hinder us from hearing clearly the voice of God? In the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 6, the Bible tells us to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. God is saying to us in this hour and in this dispensation that he wants us to trust him and to seek him through his word on a daily basis so that we may know and be able to recognize the tactics and the maneuvers of the enemy. Voices, who and what are we listening to? Are we listening to and believing the Lord through his word, or are we listening to Satan through those things that he presents to us through maneuvers through the world? Which voice, so to speak, have you been following and have you been obeying? Are these voices that you're hearing in your head from God, or are they from Satan? Which voice have you been following? Where in the scripture does it talk about hearing voices? Glory to God. In the book of Romans, Paul was talking to the Roman church, and he was trying to get them to understand that to be carnal, worldly minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life, and it is also peace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, the Bible tells us, and he unctions us through Corinthians, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. The pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity, oh God, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Here in this scripture right here, when Paul was talking to the Corinthian church, he was letting them know that if you're going to walk according to your flesh, you're going to listen to the voice of your flesh, which means that you're going to do things that are going to gratify your flesh. Glory to God. So he says, to be carnal minded is death, He was letting the people know. He said, this thing is bigger than we are, because we are not warring against the flesh, but we're warring against principalities and wickedness and high places and things that exalt itself against God. Those voices that shimmer, that speak contrary to the word of God. Satan in this hour, he is so stealthy. He is so sneaky. He's so deceiving. He's so manipulative in all of his ways. Glory to God. So even when he speaks through a sneaky and deceptive voice. And if you are not keen in the spirit realm, the voice of Satan, you will listen to it. Oh, God. The Lord is trying to help us on this line on this evening. Glory to God. You can see that even in the beginning when Satan spoke and he whispered into the ear of Eve, his voice, it twisted the truth. The truth was so close to the written word of God that it even deceived Eve in the very beginning. So we know that when the enemy is presenting or he's speaking to us, that whatever he's saying is going to be so close to the truth that if you don't know the word of God, you would easily fall for it in this hour and in this season. Many people of God are fallen in this hour and in this season for the voice of the enemy simply because I have an itchy ear. But we can, people of God, we cannot live off of sugar alone, glory to God, because if we live off of sugar alone, we will become malnourished. There is a lot of spiritual malnourishment in the earth realm in this hour, and the simple reason is that people desire, glory to God, to hear what they want to hear. They want someone that is going to, they want a voice that is going to speak. A right now thing that they are desiring in their life, glory to God. But what we desire sometimes is not God's will for our life. He said it is his will that we be blessed, glory to God. He said that he would give us the desires of our heart, hallelujah. But sometimes those things that we want, it really isn't even a desire. It's the fact that we are lusting over a thing, glory to God. That's why I said it even in the beginning, are we having lustful thoughts? Lustful thoughts don't always mean that we have thoughts of sex. It could be that we have thoughts of something that is going to bring pleasure unto me. That could be a lustful thought, but it could be contrary to the word of God. So God is saying to us in this hour and in this season, people of God, that we've got to submit ourselves, therefore, unto God. We've got to be able to resist the enemy that he would flee from us, glory to God. If we're always listening, hallelujah, to every voice that speaks, we're going to get to a place where we're not even consulting God. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here on this line on tonight. We get to a place where we're not consulting God through his word. We're not praying to God. We're not consecrating ourselves unto the Lord. We're not seeking him. God, what are you saying to me in this hour and in this season? But we're listening to the voice of the adversary that tells us you can stay right there in that place of sin. You can stay right there in that place of deceit, and God is going to bless you. It may be that you're getting something, but it may not be that it's God. Hallelujah. So you've got to know, and you've got to be able to identify what voice it is that is speaking to you in this hour and in this season. He tells us right here, Paul was telling the Corinthian church, he said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Glory to God. That means it's not worldly. Amen. God, when he said that our weapons, you got to know what your weaponry of war is in this hour and in this season. You got to know what level you fight in the realm of the spirit, glory to God. He's not going to have you to fight a battle that he knows that you're not equipped to fight, glory to God. That's why he told Jehoshaphat, send the praise first, glory to God, that the war can already be won, the battle can already be won before you even get there, glory to God. So you've got to be able to identify, people of God, what your weapons are and begin to utilize them in the vein that God has given you to in the place that he has you right now in your life. You've got to be postured correctly. Glory to God, that you can hear clearly from God. If there's always distractions that are going on around you, if the enemy is always throwing you a curveball, then the chances are when the Lord speaks, you will dismiss what God is saying, but will clearly gravitate to the voice of the enemy. I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. Glory to God. It says, but mighty. When God gives you a weapon, it's going to be mighty, and it's going to pull down those strongholds, those barriers that have been put up in the realm of spirit, those blockades that have been put up, those demonic altars that have been built in your life, glory to God. We've got to get to a point, people of God, that we hear the voice of God and we operate in strategy in this hour and in this season. We've got to be strategic in our warfare, glory to God. We got to have warfare that's going to be effective in this hour and in this season, glory to God, because the enemy has thrown some curveballs into the body of Christ, hallelujah. And the voice of the enemy is shimmering, is ricocheting, even in the airwaves, glory to God. The voice of the enemy speaks over the airwaves. The voice of the enemy speaks over the internet. The voice of the enemy speaks, glory to God, on your jobs. The voice of the enemy, hallelujah, will speak to you when you're in that secret place, that quiet place, glory to God. And if you're not seeking God, the enemy is going to speak to you. The enemy is going to give you instructions on things to do that's not going to bring God glory, hallelujah. But in this hour, God is saying that we've got to guard even our ear gates, hallelujah, that place, that point where the infiltration will come into our mind, hallelujah. You see, when it comes into your mind, it's going to come into your spirit, man. And when it comes into your spirit, man, it's going to seep into your heart. That's why the Lord said that man's heart is wicked in all of his ways, glory to God. Because if we're listening to the wrong voice, if we listen to the whisper of the enemy, that whisper those sweet nothings into your spirit, man. Before you know it, the enemy will have you on a track and on a road that God never predestined for your life. Glory to God. So you've got to be able to identify when the enemy show up. You've got to be able to say, Satan, I recognize you. I know that what you are saying to me at this moment is contrary to the very word of God. You've got to be able to identify that that is not the voice of God, but it is, in fact, the voice of the enemy that's speaking into your ear gate, glory to God. You see, if Satan can get you off your post, what he's doing in this hour and in this season, he's causing so many people to get off their post, glory to God. He's causing them to get off the throne that God has entrusted to them. He's causing them to let go of that place in God where God is trying to build you up in. He's trying to get you off focus with voices that speak sweet nothings, glory to God, to voices that speak sugar-coated messages that is not given the word of God. That's why, people of God, you've got to be able to cast it down. That's why Paul was telling the Corinthian churches that when these things get in your mind, you've got to be able to pull it down. Because if you don't pull it down and destroy the work of that root that is sown into your life through the voice of the adversary, hallelujah, it's going to cause a stronghold. It's going to cause a fortress to be built up in your life, glory to God. It's going to cause a wall to be placed all around you, hallelujah, that is going to hinder the move of God in your life. I'm trying to help somebody on this line right here because we've got to get this thing. What voice are we listening to? Who are we gravitating towards in this hour? What is speaking into our spirit, man, that is causing us to go astray? I'm trying to help you all on this line tonight. God is trying to speak a word that's going to shift up. That's even going to shift the way you listen in this hour and in this season, glory to God. We've got to listen through the ears of God, just like a prophet see through the eyes of God. You've got to have ears that you hear through the ears of God in this hour and in this season, that you will clearly be able to recognize a voice that does not bring glory to God. How then will you know and be able to identify that this voice is not, that is speaking, is contrary to God, to the word of God? It is contrary to the will of God for my life in this hour, because it's going to cause you to go astray. Oh God, oh Shabbosikondoboshe, it will cause you to go astray, glory to God. Anytime a voice gets you off your post and take you further away from God, that is not the voice of God, but it is the voice of the enemy that is speaking through someone that is here in the earth realm. You see, whenever a word goes out into the atmosphere, it produces a seed. It releases a seed, and that seed produces its kind, oh God. It will produce whatever it is sent out to produce. So if the voice is speaking the chaos in your mind, then chaos is going to erupt in your life, oh God. If the voice is speaking positive things of God, if the voice is leading you closer towards God, it's going to create a seed that's going to produce a heart harvest in your life. If the seed that is being sown is a selfish seed, glory to God, then it's going to bring you glory, and God's nowhere in the picture. Hallelujah. It may not be Satan, but it may be self. It may be that self, that voice that charms into the atmosphere, and it causes self-exaltation to be erected in the life of somebody. That voice right there is your own voice, because it's bringing glory to you. It's not so much glorifying Satan, but it sure is not glorifying God who sits on the throne. It's glorifying you. So that is your voice, your conscious man, that began to speak and say, oh, that would be good for me. Glory to God. But is it going to bring glory to God? Hallelujah. So ask yourself the question, the voice that we listen to, who is it going to bring glory to? Is it going to bring glory to you? Is it going to bring glory to Satan? Or is it going to bring glory to God? When Paul was talking to the Philippian church, in chapter number 4, verse number 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, repute reports. If there is an excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Oh God, what is worthy of praise? Who is worthy of praise? No one other than our Father, which sits in heaven. Glory to God. We ought not to be given anything more praise than we give God. Hallelujah. We should not be given anyone more praise and more glorification than we give God. So what voice are we listening to? Paul was telling the Philippian church, he said, finally, he said, now that it's almost over, my brethren, now that we're coming to an end of a thing, but yet the beginning of another thing, he said, what is true? Hallelujah. What is true? What are you listening to? Glory to God. Is it bringing honor, honor, honor? God is talking about honor even in this hour and in this season. The voice that we listen to, is it going to bring God honor, or is it going to bring the Father dishonor? Hallelujah. If it is going to bring him dishonor, then it is, in fact, the voice of Satan, the adversary, that is speaking. If it's going to bring God glory, then we know that it is God that is speaking. So he said, so whatever is pure, that means whatever is right, whatever is holy, what is upright before God, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, that's going to bring good unto the name of the Father. He said, even if it's excellence, we got to be making sure that the voice that we are speaking is going to cause an excellence to be erupted out of our womb. Oh God, an excellence to be erupted out of your womb, glory to God, out of your very being. Is God getting the excellence out of your life? Hallelujah. Or are we giving God, or are we shortchanging him? Are we giving him our best, or are we giving him what's left over? What voice is are we listening to, people of God, in this hour and in this season of your life? Hallelujah. God is desiring to shift you. God is desiring to exalt you. God is desiring to lift you above that obstacle, that circumstance, that situation that is binding you or confining you. But what are you listening to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then when the Lord speaks, glory to God, he said, it's not just enough for me to speak to you, the people of God, in this hour and in this season. But he's saying, I'm putting a little extra mandate right here into the atmosphere. And what that little extra mandate is, he said, you've not only got to be a hearer of the word, but you've got to become a doer of the word, which means that you're going to have to obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. If you want the blessings of God, if you want the breakthrough of God, if you want the deliverance and the healing that comes from being a son of God, then you're going to have to obey God. Hallelujah. God is not operating on fumes in this hour. The release is not going to come in your life by walking in a place of disobedience unto God. If we are honoring the voice of Satan more than we're honoring the voice of God, then we're bringing dishonor to the King. Hallelujah. And when you bring dishonor to God, that places us in a place of rebellion against God. Do we not know and realize that when we are rebellious against God, that it is just like the sin as of witchcraft? Yes, The Bible tells us that rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what it is. Glory to God. Witchcraft don't always mean that it's potions and notions that's mixed up and all this kind of stuff. But walking in a place of rebellion and disobedience to God because we're not adhering to His voice. When is the last time that the Lord spoke and we obeyed God? He's saying in this hour and in this season, I'm calling you to come up to a different place of obedience in me, oh God. He says, I'm calling you to come up out of the miry clay, glory to God. He says, I'm causing you to prostrate yourself in prayer and listen strategically for my instructions. He said, I'm unctioning you in this hour, people of God. He said, to obey my voice and a stranger you will not follow. Do you not know and realize that the Bible tells us that my sheep know my voice and a stranger you will not follow, glory to God. When you are committed and you are dedicated to God and you're dedicated to what God has called you to in this hour, in this season, and you've given God your all, you surrendered yourself unto the Father, glory to God. When a stranger's voice speaks, you will realize and understand that that is not the voice of God. God is not telling me in this hour and in this season to move. God is not telling me in this hour, in this season, to do this. God is not telling me in this hour, in this season, to stand still, glory to God. So you've got to be able to know and understand and identify the voice even of your shepherd in this hour and in this season. Whose voice are you listening to? Oh, God, we listen to so many voices in this hour, but are we listening to the voice of God? Are we following His instructions and His word? Are we living according to the divine blueprint? Glory to God. Are we prostrating ourselves on the altar? Are you prostrating yourself on the altar? Are you prostrating yourself in prayer and communion with the Father and say, speak, Lord? Just like when He spoke to Samuel. He had to go back to Samuel more than one time because Samuel heard a voice that was speaking unto him. Glory to God. But Samuel would not move until the voice was identified to be the voice of God that was going to speak revelation unto him. Glory to God. I'm commissioning somebody on today that may have been listening to a voice that was not God to reconsecrate yourself unto the Father. Hallelujah. Because voices are out here in this hour, in this season, that are deceiving the people of God. They're making the people of God false promises that will never come to pass. How then do you know if it is a true prophet of God that is speaking? Because what they say, it shall come to pass, glory to God. So in this hour and in this season, people of God, you've got to know and be able to identify even the fruit that someone bear that is speaking a word over your life. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel this thing in the spirit on this evening. I feel the power of God beginning to just flow to every listener that is on this line on tonight. Some people can't even identify if it's the voice of God or they simply just think that that's me thinking, and it very well may be that it's you thinking because you're not spending quality time with God. We are so quick, we'll read the word, and we immediately go on about our day. But God is saying to us in this hour and in this season that you've got to abide in His word, oh God, because if you abide in the word of God, He said, I will abide in you, hallelujah, and you will come to know the voice of God, and a stranger's voice you will not follow. The Lord speaks to us all in different ways, glory to God. He speaks to some in a still small voice, and then He speaks to others in a voice that shimmers, hallelujah. But then He speaks to others in the airways by what's going on by nature, oh God. He speaks to many others through different signs and symbols, symbolic prophetic unctions that He gives unto His believers, glory to God. The sons of God know the voice of God, hallelujah. In a stranger's voice, they will not follow. There is a spirit of confusion that has been loosed over the minds of people of God, even in this hour, because they're listening to too many doctrines of devils. The Bible tells us that in the last days, there will be a rise in the doctrines of devils. When no one speaks on holiness, no one speaks on purity, no one speaks on living right, all they speak is a sugar-coated word that bring God no glory. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying in this time, he said, I'm calling you back to listen to my voice, that a stranger's voice you will not follow. I saw in the realm of the spirit, I could see a black hole, and there was darkness that was all around it. And it was just like people were going and they were falling in the hole because they were listening to voices that was not bringing glory and honor to God. Not only was their destiny aborted, but their whole lineage was aborted. Oh, God is trying to help the listeners on this evening. You see, sometimes people of God, we're so in a hurry to hear from God, but God is saying in this hour that you've got to have an ear to hear, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you, hallelujah. But if you're in too much of a hurry and you want a right now answer, that's why many are seeking palm readers and soothsayers. Many are seeking horoscopes and other forms of black magic because they cannot wait on God. They don't know how to hear the voice of God, but God is saying, be still and know that I am God. Glory to God. And he said, when you are still, he said, I will speak to you in the wee nights, the wee hours of the night. He said, I will speak to you in your secret place. Glory to God. He said, I'll speak to you even in dreams and visions. Glory be to God. He said, I will speak to you in unusual kinds of ways. He said, hearken unto my voice. In a stranger's voice, you will not follow. Glory to God. You see, many in this hour have listened to strange voices. They have listened to false prophets that operate under strange fire. But God is saying, people of God, he said, get to know me for yourself. Glory to God. So a stranger's voice, you will clearly be able to identify. It may sound good. It may even look good. But God is saying in this hour, if it's contrary to my word, it's not good. Oh, glory be to God. I feel like preaching this thing on this line this evening because God is speaking unto his people. Glory be to God. It's not God's will that anyone should go astray, but he's saying unto us, if we choose to follow the voice of the adversary, God is saying, if we choose to follow the voice of the enemy, God is saying, if we choose to follow a strange voice that operates in a strange fire, then God is saying unto us that the repercussions and the consequences of following a alternative voice that's not like him will be our portion. Oh God, people of God, listen. If you don't know the voice of God, I encourage you on tonight to begin to absorb yourself in the word of God. That's where it's going to start. That's where the seed is going to start to grow in your life. When you begin to read the word of God, when you begin to commune with him, when you just begin to love on him, I feel by the power of the Holy Ghost that somebody don't even know who God is. They wouldn't recognize him if he was right there before. Oh God, and therefore, because you don't know him, you don't know his voice. It's just like in the natural with a parent, when a baby is an infant. Oh God, you're trying to help somebody on this line. When they are it's something that's about the magnitude of nature, the way that God created an infant. The infants automatically know the voice of their parents. Oh God, God is saying unto us, because I birthed you through the womb of the Spirit, we should be able to identify the voice of God. Hallelujah. And we should know when it's a voice that's not our daddy's voice that is trying to speak into our ear. Oh, people of God, we've got to come up in our understanding of God. We've got to come up in our understanding of his word. Hallelujah. You see, if we won't spend time with God in his word, we can't know a God that we cannot see. I'm trying to help us on this line tonight, people of God. We cannot know him if we don't spend time with him. Glory be to God. So even as we leave from this line on this evening, Father, we just exalt you, Lord. God, I ask you on tonight, God, it's an all-consuming fire will begin to permeate even from my voice, God, over the airwaves today. And God, every voice is not like the true and the living God. God, the resurrected Savior, Jesus the Christ. God, I ask you to burn up the voice now, God, that it will not shammer into the ears of your people, God. God, teach us to know you by your voice, God. Teach us to know you by your word, God. And Father, we bless you and we praise your name, God, for divine revelation coming to each and every listener that's under the sound of my voice. Until we meet together here on Blog Radio every Monday at 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m., you all do be blessed. And if you don't know the voice of God, ask God to reveal himself to you. Until next week, be blessed. Once again, this was your conference and host facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Until next week, be blessed.